All right, we are live, and where is that thing? What's up, George? What's going on in the House of Craze tonight?
In the House of Craze tonight, we have Mr. Brandon Ingram, and he's going to be talking to us about his book, The Gallows Man, on Kickstarter. Covered up next.
Let's get it.
Show for independence all around, giving you a platform to spread your word all over town. Cast the Craze is the place to promote to your fans with the dream of Medina and Sam the Crazy Man. Subscribe to our show and never miss an episode. It's time to get your match. Listen to us on the go. Updated every week. We never miss a day. Join the squad. Come on in. It's time to cast the Craze. If you are an independent,
cast the Craze.
Making moves on your own.
Cast the Craze.
On your grind.
Catch the craze!
Join the movement!
Catch the craze!
Yeah, George, we did it again. Come on now. You know you want to do it. Catch the craze. Welcome to Catch the Craze Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Sam the Crazy Man Vera, and I am with
George the Dreamer Medina. What's happening, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of Catch the Craze. We are coming to you live Wednesday, May 11th at 8 o'clock p.m. here in the East Coast. It's getting dark out here right now. The sun is setting. It's a beautiful evening. And if you haven't done so, you just looked out the window. If you haven't done so yet, please subscribe to the channel.
Word.
All right. Hit the like button. Comment Word. Below. Make sure you hit that bell.
So yes.
That you know when we're going live. Yeah, when we're going live and we're going to have shows like this. We have Mr. Brandon Ingram on the show tonight. He is
repeat.
This mate. Yes, he's a repeat offender.
Yes.
This May Comics is his imprint. The Gallows Man is his book. I actually pledged to that campaign the last time he had it. So I have issue number one. Nice thick book, man. It's got some weight on it, if you guys can see that. That's a thick book. But he's got issue two coming up right now. But what's going on, Sammy? How you doing, my man?
How you doing?
You still catching geckos? Dude, did you go let the gecko out of the garage?
No, bro. I'm telling you, I'm going to find his carcass, yeah, you know.
Spiders
what's
got
up, what's up, Jazz? In the house, I'm at work.
Jay, so, what up?
There you go. Let's play the music to get to alert his staff. I know that I'm, you know, when I go down there later, he's probably going to be, you know, a corpse. I tried to get him out. He wouldn't listen,
poor
you know. You know, it's crazy, these little guys. Last time I had a, what do you call those? A tadpole. And those suckers have hops. Yeah. I mean, they're like an inch. Yeah. But those suckers, when you approach them, he's scared. He's great. I was like, ah! He jumped towards my face. I was like, oh, shit.
You went, ah!
Yes. I didn't know he could jump that high. You know, I was like, this mother effer, I'm trying to save you.
Why are you trying to terrorize these little creatures?
I didn't want to get warts. You know, I didn't want them to go, you know, put something on my face and next year, you know, I get the lesions.
They wart on your nose, son. Yeah. Wow. The adventure continues, man. You're going to have to do a comic book just on you moving to freaking Texas, though.
Oh, it's crazy out here.
It'll be a good one. It'll be a good one. For those who missed the last episode, we were on just about an hour ago. We had another Kickstarter special, and Sam was talking about his adventures out there in Texas. He's got a little gecko that's stuck in his garage because he couldn't get him out. He stuck in, and Sam couldn't get him.
I was doing curls, right? And you know, I have the way my garage is positioned, mm-hmm. right? So I have a side door. So you have the garage door, but I have a side door that goes into my yard from my garage. So I usually have that open because it's like a furnace, you know, Texas heat. It's, you know, I don't want to be the barbecue on the menu, right? So I have the door open just to get some kind of air. But these wasps, they want to fly in. I say, yeah, there's nothing for you in here. Why are you flying in here? So now I got to put the dumbbells down and try to get them out of the damn thing. Huge. Crazy.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Well,
seek refuge. I said, this is not the ark. I'm not Noah. Stop running in here. Stay out there.
You are Noah. You have to save them. You've been sent to Texas to save them. Speaking of Texas, so what's up? Are you going to the expo? Or are you not going to the expo? Give the people the update, the 8 o'clock crowd, the update that you gave at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know. Cause you know, in February, I applied for the Dallas Fan Expo. February, right? Yeah, yes. They took my money the day I applied. They just cashed it in.
We were planning to go out there and hang out, like the whole crew.
They took the money right out of my bank account, bang, right? But they can't give you an answer if you approved. And then, so I sent like 5 emails, and they just kept sending copies of my invoice I said, I already know you took my money. You don't need to send me the invoice again, right? So now I finally, after 10 emails, what I finally get an email saying, the decisions will be made on the 17th. Nice. Now, mind you, the event is 3 weeks after that. Yikes. So we can't even plan or send out any PR stuff or any of that stuff for the
it's
events.
Over. It's
you know,
a wrap,
because
right?
you know, we're the little guys, right? Because we're in Artist Alley, like, whatever. You know, we're trying to get all the big names, you know, we'll wait on you guys can wait. Right. So now I don't know because they said the decisions will be made next week. I'm like, yo, dude, really? I said, come on, Texas, get your act together. What the hell?
Come on, Texas.
I was like, this is ridiculous. So
no, but I guess to be fair, wasp, kamikaze, June bugs, and geckos. I'm telling you, bro, he's got a whole.
I'd rather deal with the crackheads and the drunks in Hollis, Queens, because these insects out of nowhere.
And the suicidal June bugs and
crazy.
And the tender geckos and the freaking tadpoles.
Yeah, so I'm assuming I have it on my website. It says, you know, convention schedule. I have Dallas Fan Expo on there. I just don't know.
You know what? And I would give them the benefit of the doubt if they hadn't taken your money and they had said to you, hey, listen, dude, like there's no more room. Because I understand a lot of conventions don't have the room. A lot of conventions, there are people who booked them last year, maybe 2 years ago, that are still trying to get into the convention and they got to honor that money that they collected back then. So if they had said to you, dude, there's a backlog, this long list, we won't know, fine, whatever. But not to say anything and then to finally now say to you, hey, give us another week.
And then when you send them an email, they say, oh, you got to send it to that person. They don't even forward it to that person. They don't even forward it. They're probably facing each other in the hallway. They're like, no, you got to send it to that person. And the guy goes to the coffee, you know, they go to the lounge and drinking coffee. Hey, what's going on with you? I got another knucklehead trying to reach out to you. Why didn't you give it to me? Well, let them reach out to you. So, yeah, what the hell? So it's I just been passing around like a volleyball. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah, man, you've been passed around. No, passed around.
No respect, bro. No respect.
But that's all right. That's all right. You're going to be doing another convention. Well, not a convention. Well, a convention you are going to be doing, but you're also going to be doing a big show next in a couple of weeks.
In 10 days, bro.
23rd, you'll be leaving, right?
I'll be in Vegas.
Vegas.
At the expo. The big show. This is, this is not a Comic-Con. This is an expo. I'll be there, booth D104. So, I've been working every day leading up to this, 14 hours a day trying to get everything prepared for this event. So I'll be there for 3 days.
That expo is Father's Day weekend, my brother. Yes, absolutely right. But go ahead, Sam. Yeah, you're going to be working. You've been working what?
It's not on a weekend. The Dallas Fan Expo?
Yeah. Dallas Fan Expo. It's Father's Day weekend.
Yeah. So, I'll be there. Then when I come back, to Darius Uranius. So I'll be launching issue 2 of There's Nothing on My Toilet on the 31st. So, from one thing to the next, and I'll be launching that. I'm excited about that. And again, if you back that one and you got the physical level and you back issue 2 and you come back, you're going to get this trading card size refrigerator magnet, bong of Super Duty and the Diabolical Egomaniac Overlord Nemesis Poo Poo. So you'll get that. And if you didn't back issue 1, but you come back and physically back issue two, come back to the campaign and back it, and you backed one to duck, you'll get this as well. So you got an incentive. So if you didn't back the first one, back one to duck and this, and you'll get it. And if you back the first one and you back the second one physically, you get it. For anybody who's coming back as a digital backer, you're going to get a screensaver, a desktop wallpaper for your PC. So I'm excited about that. And, promoting Wonder Duck, which is going on right now, Georgie Porgy.
Yeah. But real quick, man, it's all about that swag. It's all about that swag. I mean, and big shout out to the guest who's coming up, because he sent me a bunch of swag. I have a bunch of stickers and stuff like that. I never peel them off. But The Adventures of Wonder Duck is live right now. So if you haven't done so yet, please subscribe. Please pledge to the campaign. It is beyond subscribing to the page. It's pledging to the campaign. Make sure you do so. The Adventures of Wonder Duck. I got some of the proofs. These are the books. The homage cover is available there. Issue number 300 of The Amazing Spider-Man. Big shout out to Joe Holly and Victor Claudia who did that. And then I haven't touched the pencils since I think I did the cover for you for There's an Alien in My Toilet. I think I also did issue number 4, First Flush.
Yeah.
But Herman doesn't look anything like Herman on that cover.
No, you made him a mean shepherd.
I made him like a little, like a baby chihuahua. I made him cute. Yours is a little, he's a little rough around the edges. Yeah. So that's the last time. And now I picked it up one more time. And this is the cover that I have for The Adventures of Wonder Duck. I did the pencils. Alex Rivera did the inks. And Victor Claudio did the coloring on the book. So all that is available right now on the campaign. And if you pledge right now while we're live on the show, I will add this to that pledge for you guys. It is a 8x10 print of this piece by Hector Rodriguez and Sean Lee. Big shout out to them. You will get that added if you pledge while we are live on the show. If you pledge, I'm also going to be doing a few shows. Actually, next I have Will Pace. We're going to be hanging out next at 9 o'clock on his channel over at Creators Outlet. So make sure you subscribe to that channel. Subscribe there. If you pledge while I'm on that channel, I'll also give you that print. So anytime I'm live on TV, you're gonna get that up. You're gonna get that that print. And then so much. Another incentive I got going on. So
this guy, man, the campaign.
Yeah, we are at 69 backers right now on the campaign. So if we get to 75, okay, so this is what's happening basically. Every 25 backers, I'm giving you guys the golden ticket. The golden ticket is this little card that says that for backing the campaigns, you will receive a free copy of part 2 of the graphic novel, which is another 88 pages. So that's coming out at the end of next year. So if you find me at any convention or any, wherever I'm hanging out or whatever, and you have that golden ticket, give it to me. I will give you a copy of that 88-page graphic novel, which is part 2 of the book, for free. So that's why we want to get more and more backers, because every 25 backers, you're going to be receiving that. Well, not everybody. I'm randomly choosing. So right now I have 2. So 2 random backers are going to get that golden ticket. So, but the more pledges that are there, the more chances you have. So we want to get to 75, then we want to get to 100, 125, whatever. We have 3 weeks to do it. So let's get it done. Let's get it done. See what happens.
That was a PSA and a half.
Woo! That was long. You know what's also
coming out is lunch.
Hey, listen, man. We're about to show a little preview that you created for There's an Alien in My Toilet.
Duty created.
And that is not the shortest preview also. So Let me have my minute. Throw it on there. Show it to them. Enjoy the music, because I do like the music. I'm over here like this every time I hear it. Go ahead.
Music is fly.
Let it play. Let it rock.
Yes. Have you ever heard of the Living in My Toilet? So here it is. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Brandon about the Gallows Man. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Samuel, and I'm the creator of There's an Alien in My Toilet, issue number 2, coming to Kickstarter. I'm so excited about this series. It's filled with variant covers, homage covers, and not only that, you get the guidebook, you can get the coloring book, and also the back issue variant covers from issue 1 if you missed that one. But not only that, I'm excited about the activity book. This one is filled with how to draw duty characters, puzzles, mazes, trivia questions, and so much more. But that's not all. I'm introducing Volume 2 of the trading card game. And this one has the element cards, the level 1 cards, the villain cards, the hero cards, and so much more. But then you can also get the stickers. If you missed out on the sticker pack, here's your chance to get as many stickers as you want of some of the most adorable characters from the book. I'm so excited over the years that I've received so many critic reviews, especially the newest one from Mary Dumas from Pop Culture Place, who purchased 5 copies for her store, and she recommends it to every parent that comes along. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you, Mary. So, I hope that you all come back and support Disney Alien My Toilet issue number 2. And for all you physical backers that backed us on issue 1 and you're coming back for issue 2, I have a special gift for you. This amazing refrigerator magnet of Super Duty as he does battle against the diabolical egomaniac overlord nemesis, Poo Poo. And that's my way of just saying thank you to every one of you. So if you haven't done so already, please sign up. And when we go live, make sure you pledge. I appreciate every one of you. Have a great day.
What's up, Brandon? Welcome back to the craze.
Oh, shoot.
Thanks for having me.
Brandon, what's up, my man? How you doing?
What's up? Thanks for having me.
I took a little nap. I'm sorry. That was one PSA. Holy cow.
He's acting up. He's lucky he's in another state.
Brandon, he's a dope, my brother.
Thank you. Yeah.
Dude, I feel guilty peeling them off and putting them on anything, which is the wrong way to feel when you get stickers in the mail. But dude.
Yeah, if people are wanting Gallows Man action figures. For now, you have stickers. Maybe you can pretend it's an action figure. The Noose Boy sticker will be in the second Kickstarter. You can play with the stickers for now.
Oh, man. Hey, man, welcome back to the show, Brandon. Thank you for coming on. For those who don't know, this is Brandon Ingram, and he is with Dismay Comics, which is your imprint, and he's got a book called The Gallows Man. It's on Kickstarter right now. And you've already funded, right, from what I think last time I saw. It's already been funded.
Yeah, by day 4 we got funded. Now we're just working towards that first stretch goal. Yeah, I'm thankful for everyone that backed it, has been supporting it. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, dude. And you're a repeat offender. You've been on the show before, so this is not your first time.
A year ago. Episode 273.
Look at that. Yeah. Like clockwork, a year ago. So for those who missed that episode, just give us briefly.
Yeah, you had a different headset on last time.
Yeah, last time I had one of those telemarketer headsets because I was like, I don't know how to do this. I'll just try this. And it sounded regular earbud works.
A lot's changed in a year. Yeah. So tell us briefly, for those who don't know, who Brandon Ingram is.
Yeah, so I'm Brandon Ingram, in case you didn't see the 3 names up on this video. I'm Brandon Ingram. I'm basically the person who created Dismay Comics. You got to plug little stickers. And one of my first main books is The Gallows Man. I've also been working on some horror comics. Those will see the light of day in the near future. But yeah, the Gallows Man is the series I've been working on for a while. There's the variant copy right there of issue 1. It's the series, in case anyone hasn't seen it or heard of it. Basic premise of it is it's set in the 1940s in a very satirically and over the top campy world of superheroes. And within that world, you have the Gallows Man and his team. You have Noose Boy, his sidekick. You have Bertwald, the butler. You have various other people. Their team has to take out this Nazi threat that has infiltrated their city, not only to save the city, but to avenge the Gallows Man's former mentor. And a basic tone of the book, like if you're wondering, okay, what kind of tone is that? Take the 1960s Batman, the Adam West show. Take the fun campiness of that and then throw in some Tarantino movie violence and you got the Gallows Man. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to kind of put it.
Yeah, that's about right. I think you nailed it. It's funny because when I read the book and I got it, I mean, obviously when you did your last campaign, you send everything out right away. So I did get the book right away and I read it back then, and I was rereading it today, dude, and I forgot how funny it is, man. Like the humor in the book, like you said, it's very satirical. And I'm trying to look at, let me see, I'm trying to look at, because it has to do with, it's got some Nazis in there, you know, they're the bad guys and stuff like that, in the 1940s. But again, it's satirical. It reminded me almost like some of the, not the humor similar, but Jojo Rabbit. You ever saw that movie, Jojo Rabbit?
Yeah. I was actually talking to someone about that recently, how like, similar to Jojo Rabbit, how like the running joke within that, but it's very real, is how they like greeted each other. Like every time they're saying hey to each other, they're saying hey, and then the guy's name. It's like comedic slash dumb how much they do it. And you kind of get hints of that with like Major Swastika, the villain in The Gallows Man. That's and like his obsession with swastikas, because ultimately he has this weird crazy obsession with swastikas to the point where it's on his face,
right, and but the thing is, you make him so he's got a bit of a list.
The best way to describe his like voice is take like the Nazi Germany accent. He's speaking English, but he's got that Nazi Germany accent. And then throw in the Elmer Fudd speech impediment. Basically the voice he has.
Yes. So as you're reading it that way, because it's spelled, everything's spelled out that way. So you read it that way. So I thought that thought that was pretty cool. Reading the book, and it is a thick book, dude. Like it's not a small book. Part issue one, and you know, just walk us through what issue one is, or where we are in issue one, because you can also get it in this campaign, right?
Yeah. So if you haven't checked out any of The Gallows Man, you can get both issues one and two in this campaign. Like there's some catch-up reward tiers and all that. But yeah, with issue one, it kind of starts out with Gallows Man and Noose Boy in the middle of like infiltrating like a crime thing. You have a villain named Walrus. They're trying to go after him. He's associated with the Nazis and stuff. They're going after him, and it's the first six or seven pages. They're victorious. They have a triumphant victory with this, but it's a bit gruesome. there's stuff within that, but yeah, from there it just goes further into, okay, who is responsible for the Nazis kind of coming into Town City? That's the city within this world. And they're kind of realizing like, wait, is it this villain we dealt with in the past being Major Swastika? And it kind of progresses from there with them trying to gather leads on where the heck is Major Swastika? Is he involved? And it goes from there, basically.
It's really, really well done, bro. And obviously, if you guys backed it before, you read the book and you got all the way to the end, you gave us a little background on even yourself. You went to nursing school. So tell us a little bit about how you went from being, you know, going to nursing school to becoming this comic book writer. Tell us a little bit about that journey, which you kind of go into in the book. If you have it, you probably read it. But for those who don't know.
But yeah. So I was in nursing school. I had like 2 to 3 semesters left to graduate. Like I was doing clinicals, I was in hospitals, old folks homes, all that stuff. And ultimately it was one of those things where I didn't realize it back when I said I wanted to do nursing school and I got into it. It was one of those things as I was going through it where like at least a year I was just like, I have no passion for this. Like I went into it for the wrong reasons. I went into it for one, with nursing, there's always job security. What I mean by that is there's always nursing jobs. Nurses are always needed. So even if you get let go here, nurses are needed over here. So it was that. And then it's not amazing pay, but it's livable, pretty good pay. And so that was the main reasons I went into nursing. I didn't have that passion. And it's nothing against nurses. Thank all the nurses that are out there doing the thing, because I was only in it for a little bit, and I saw some of the toughness. Some of the people out there, you've been doing it decades and stuff. Yeah, you've been in the thick and thin of it. So I commend nurses for that, but I just didn't have that passion. And so I got out of the nursing program. I withdrew. And at that point I was like, I don't know what I want to do. It was about 3 or 4 months later where I transferred schools and actually found what I truly wanted to do with my day job and stuff. But between that time, like I had written a decent bit while in nursing school. It was kind of like a good coping mechanism for me a little bit. But once I got out, like it was that thing within me where I was like, dang, man, I feel like a quitter. I feel like I quit this.
Right.
And I felt like bad about it. I was like, I gotta do something to like get this feeling out of me. I need to do a challenging thing and complete it and fix it. And so at that point, whenever I had gotten out, I'd never written a feature length screenplay. I was like, okay, I'm going to write a feature length screenplay. I'd written a bunch of shorts and stuff. Like the max was like 50 page screenplay, never a feature length though. I was like, I'm going to write a feature length screenplay. I'm going to do it in less than 2 months. I can do this. So I set that goal. And ultimately what came out of that was that initial script of The Gallows Man. Cause it was a screenplay at first.
Yeah.
It's one of those things I'm thinking about it now. Like it helped me. Yeah. During that time. And whenever I finished, I got to the end on the script. I was like, dude, awesome. Like I needed this. That's I awesome. Needed this during this yeah. time. Yeah. And yeah, it was great.
Yeah. No, that's beautiful, man. And so had you written any other, like you said you hadn't, but like, did you read books on screenplays? How did you manage to just complete the screenplay?
It was ultimately like, kind of when I got into college, like I was into writing, but I got into like screenplay writing in college. And I would write short films and stuff. And I would, a lot of times, like watching movies can help when it comes to story. I mean, movies, TVs, book, that sort of stuff. I'm not saying like make that as an excuse of doing homework or whatever, but it kind of was homework. Right. But that, and then like, doing heavy research into like writing screenplays, such as reading books about writing screenplays, watching tons and tons of videos, like dozens, if not hundreds of hours on it to figure out like proper writing techniques, as well as story beats and different stuff like that. Various YouTube channels like Film Courage, like it's a bunch of screenwriters that give a lot of advice. That was kind of what brought me into writing screenplays. And then just as I kept writing and as I kept watching those videos, just developing that craft more and more, basically.
No, this is cool, man. And it led you to the comic, right? Like you turned it, you transformed it into this comic. Now, from what I was reading again on your book there, it's a 4-part miniseries, right? So is this what we're reading through the comic? Is this your entire screenplay, in other words?
Yeah. I basically, narrative wise, when it comes to how the story goes out, it's pretty much exactly the same as the screenplay. Now there's things you have to edit and change when it comes to converting it to a comic so an artist can relay it to a page. But yeah, narrative wise, it's pretty much exactly the same as the screenplay.
Awesome, bro. Awesome. And this is the campaign right here. The Gallows Man issues 1 and 2, Golden Age Action Dark Comedy. That's awesome.
Let's play the promo.
Yeah, let's do that.
For the epic tales of town city superheroes to continue? Me neither, but this trailer is for the second issue of The Gallows Man, so I guess I must go on. Follow The Gallows Man and his team as they struggle to get closer to the Nazi threat that took the life of The Gallows Man's former mentor. Editor's note, go back to issue 1. That was some seriously brutal stuff. I mean, geez Louise, the man's head was squashed like a tomato. Also, it was a flashback. I cannot spoil the past, silly listener. Will the gallows man and his team stop the Nazi cult hidden within the town city before it's too late? Find out by backing the second issue of The Gallows Man today over on Kickstarter. Second issue? Now that's surprising. I can't believe they had me reading for this book again. If only I could live out my life by doing voiceover work I yearn for and say things like, "Yo, mama so fat when she sits around the house, she sits around the house." England is my city. Beep, boop, boop, bop, boop, boop, beep. Music peaked with the creation of ska. If I could say all of those things, only then would I finally reach Nirvana.
Oh my God. That is amazing. Who did the voiceover, dude? That's amazing.
It's
that
this you? Guy. No, no, no. I wish. Oh my goodness. I wish. I would try so hard to get voiceover work if that was the case.
That is right up Mark's alley right now. Mark Torres. Awesome. I love that promo. That's right up.
Also, I talked with Mark about a week or so ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great.
But so who is this gentleman that did the voiceover?
Mark Corley. You can find him on Fiverr. The guy specializes in different voices and stuff, but I was looking for 1940s radio announcer, basically.
Yeah.
Found him, and the guy was amazing because I had him do the voiceover for the first Kickstarter trailer. Okay. And that's kind of how some of the stuff where he's like, "I can't believe they got me reading for this book again," like stuff like that. It carries over from the first trailer and stuff.
Yeah,
I love it.
Oh, that is amazing. The mama joke. Mama joke.
Oh, yeah. So with the first trailer, it's kind of like this one where half of it is the actual promo, the actual ad. Then the other half is like, whenever you pay voice actors, you usually pay them by like every 50 words or every 100 words. I was like, I still got like 70 plus words left. Like, let's not let it go to waste. I talked with one of my friends. I was like, "What is some insane? Keep it clean. No right. language, right, but some right. insane stuff you want to hear a 1940s radio announcer say." And so we wrote up a bunch of stuff and got him to say like a minute and a half worth of stuff on that first one. Stuff like "me mow, moo mow, I am a cow," and like getting him to enunciate saying, "What are you talking about, Willis?" And like just various stuff like that. Like it's hilarious. And so that's kind of how that in this trailer kind of carried over. I was like, he's willing to put up with my crap and say this stuff. Like I want to hear some more stuff from
him. That's funny. But you know what? It's in line with the comedy inside the book. Like this is the kind of comedy that you find inside the book. Like you called it campy, and it's kind of, you know what I mean, it's like it doesn't take itself seriously. So if you're coming in here, you're reading this book, you're like, what the hell is this? Like, it doesn't take itself serious, and that's the beauty. And that's kind of like because of the what it's about, and some of the killings are pretty graphic, right? So but like you kind of ease into that with some of that comedy, which is kind of it's brilliant, man. I really love the writing.
Talking with Russell Allen, and he said, like, I was reading like the first like 10 pages, and I was like, yeah, I guess it's good. All this like cheesy, campy, corny jokes and all that stuff. And then it transitions into that flashback, and he's like, "Oh my gosh, this got me. That was like a sucker punch, how the violent shifts." That's what I was going for. Thank you, man.
Yeah, no, you did a good job, man. You did a good job writing it. Even the pace, especially the pace of the book, like, because all jokes aside, you know, with the campiness and all that other stuff, there's a craft to writing, and you're not taking that as a joke. That part of it is serious. So the pacing of the book is excellent, dude. It's excellent. The way you kind of put all of these things together, we open up with Gallows Man. This isn't issue number one. Is not an origin tale, you know.
We get some
stuff, but it's not like your typical, you know, this is how he got his powers and here we go.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where like I'm a newbie on Kickstarter, I'm a newbie in the indie comic scene. I can't have my first book be a book that's just building. Like, that's just building something.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. But if I'm, this is my first book and you see that it's just building, it's like, some people might dip out and stuff.
Sure.
But if you have like ultimately a fairly full story, there is like a bit of a cliffhanger at the end of issue one. But if you have a good bit with, like showing Gallows Man right off the spot, like it feels more fulfilling or rewarding as a reader, I guess.
Yeah. No, and you definitely did a good job with wanting us to care about the characters. You're a newsboy. Like, who the hell is this kid? You know what I mean? Like, so a lot of that stuff. Tell us a little bit about the artist on the book and some of these covers that Sam's showing up here.
Yeah. So with that cover, guy name is Rick Alves. You can find him on Instagram. The guy is amazing at art. Like you can see on that cover, like I pitched him this idea. That was an idea I had for the cover. I was like, I was trying to decide if I wanted Thomas Tikas, who's does the main cover, him or Rick to do it. I was like, I think Rick's like more cartoony, Scotty Young-esque art style would be very fitting for it. So I got him to do that. And then I got, for issue two, I got Thomas to do a concept that we originally were going to do for issue one, but we wound up going with that cover instead.
Yeah.
But we still had a concept for it. And I was like, let's do that for issue two. I think that would be perfect for issue two.
Is that on here?
Yeah, I believe so. Right there, that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that was the concept of basically like they have some mobster or some thug roped and they're in the background like all happy go lucky, kind of fitting with the book itself.
Yeah.
And I love the way that turned out. I wasn't even thinking doing the black, white, and red.
Yeah.
I was just thinking like colors like that, which it's really good. This is really good. But like, he's the one that thought of the black, white, and red. And as we were going along, I was like, dude, yes.
Yeah.
Like, I love that color scheme you have.
Yeah, no, it looks great. I like the fact that it's 15 cents on the cover. Like, it's very old school. Like, you know,
yeah.
I love that. Tell us a little bit about your tiers. What can we get here on your
tiers? Yeah. So ultimately, there is a tier for any budget, because I understand right now I'm strapped for cash. I know people are strapped for cash just because gas is so expensive now.
Yeah.
Groceries are so expensive now. So any little bit helps. We got reward tiers ranging from $1 to $70. You can get digital copy for both books for $8. Physical copies start at $10. There's retailer bundles that are really good deal. You can get huge chunk of books for a good price. There's catch up reward tiers. Like I said, if you haven't read any of this, you can get both issues one and two signed as well. Like there's good deals within that. They're called like great value bundle and stuff like that. And then the very bottom, you have basically the ultimate collector's tier, basically.
Nice.
Like it's a metal cover variant of issue one. I saw Dog Pound Brown. He did this with his Kickstarter, and I saw how it turned out with his. I was like, those things look awesome. Like, I love the way those metal covers look. Basically you'll get that signed by me, and not going to make more than 25 of those ever. There's not going to be any reprints of these issue one metal covers or anything. 25, that's it. So basically the rarest copy of issue one of the Gallows Man you can get is that metal cover. And it comes with a bunch of other stuff, not just the metal cover. There's a ton of stuff that includes as well with that tier.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, it looks great. Looks great. And then you have, just give a little shout out to your artist, Helen Bolton. She's She's the artist, the interior artist on the book.
Like, yeah.
How did you guys meet? How did you find her?
I found her through DeviantArt. This was before I found out, like, this was in early 2019. I was looking for a artist that could do horror art for me, but I wanted in like a Dr. Seuss-esque art style. I had like a specific thing I wanted. Eventually found her. This was before I knew you could find artists through like Facebook groups and like on Instagram and stuff. So had to scour hours and hours of pages of DeviantArt, but it was completely worth it. I'm glad I found Helen. We've worked on a couple small horror projects, and then I noticed she was very adaptive. She's very adaptable with her art style when I got her to do that second one. So once I started thinking about doing Gallows Man as a comic, I was like, hey, would you be interested in this? I had to approach it first there because I was like, would you be interested in this? Maybe take a look at the script a little bit if you are. She came back. She was like, yeah, I'm down for this. I was like, okay, I'd love to hire you. Can I hire you for some concept art and stuff? She came back with character concept art, which is actually where the sticker comes from. It was nice. The character concept art we went with for the Gallows Man. And it just went from there. Like I saw the work she'd done, the first two pages, the concept art for that. I was like, will you do this? Can I hire you for this? And she was like, yeah. And so we've been working on this ever since. We're on issue three. Like we're working on issue three right now. We're
good.
About a quarter way through it. I enjoy working with all the artists I've worked with, but she is like out of any artist, all the artists I work with, great. But she's the one that like just gets it. Like I rarely have to mention any edits to her. It's very tiny stuff. And I have no problem with mentioning edits and stuff, but like she just sends back a page. I'm like, holy crap, that looks way better than I envisioned, which is often the time when you get art back from an artist.
Oh yeah.
But absolutely. I was like, I don't see anything that really needs changing with this. And then at the most, it's usually like little thing here or there. But yeah, she gets it.
She knocks it out. She gets it.
She
does the pencils, inks, and colors for you?
Whatever is above a quadruple threat, whatever the five is.
Damn.
She does pencils, inks, colors, lettering. Mm-hmm. And the reason I put five is she also does some of the promotional material, like this bookmark. She did.
Right.
I told her the design and she worked it up.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome. So she did something specific for the bookmarks.
She did that. She also did the this current Kickstarter, the Newsboy bookmark. She did that design as well. Yeah, whatever the five one is, not quadruple, whatever's above that, that's what she is. She's that threat.
Awesome, man. Nah, this looks great, dude. And then you got a couple of stretch goals, which include the bookmark. You have another sticker, no butts sticker. And then this Raw Horror PDF of, and it's an 8-page comic. It's a PDF. Raw Horror. Is that something you're working on as well? Is this another
That's going to be, I'm doing a horror anthology series called Dismay Avenue. Dismay Avenue, that title came before the imprint Dismay Comics. Okay. Took me a few hours to think of Dismay Avenue. After that, it was like 10 minutes to think of Dismay Comics because I had that already. I pulled a DC Comics, just pulling Detective Comics. Yeah, I did that with that. But yeah, so that's going to have various horror stuff in it. Like, yeah, you'll have maybe some gore, bloody stuff, but like a lot of psychological horror you'll see with that, as well as like it'll play with you some. It'll with various ways. And raw horror, that's going to be in issue two. Issues one and two of Dismay Avenue. Issue one is a 40-page story. It's all one story, all beginning and end. And then issue two has four stories, and Raw Horror is one of the stories within that. And yeah, I hope to have that Kickstarter for both issues one of Dismay Avenue out by the end of the year. I'd like to have it out in the fall time. But yeah.
Gotcha. No, good stuff, bro. Good stuff. So listen, everybody watching, if you are watching, make sure you, hit the link. In the summary, go to the Kickstarter page for Gallows Man number one and two, and
$53 away from the first stretch goal.
From the first
$53, right? We're so close. Yeah, 53 to it. That Newsboy bookmark there.
Oh, let's do it. That and then I want to see that PDF, man, that 8-page PDF. That looks cool.
That art is I looked back at it recently because I haven't looked at it in a couple months because we did that comic back in like late 2019. Yeah. Just working towards its way. But yeah, like I really love Jade Sky is the artist for that. Very atmospheric horror. Like she excels in that. So yeah.
Sweet. All right. So we're at the point where we're going to give you the screen and you're going to deliver your elevator pitch and tell everybody why The Gallows Man and how they can find you on social media. So it's all yours.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. So you can check out stuff I'm working at Dismay Comics. That's D-I-S-M-A-Y Comics on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow along with The Gallows Man Kickstarter, follow along with future projects such as Dismay Avenue. And ultimately I'm thankful for both Sam and George for having me on the show. I'm thankful for everyone that's backed the book. If you haven't backed the book yet, just remember there's a reward tier for any budget, ranging from $1 to $70, whatever works within your budget. Anything helps the Kickstarter. Even the lowest amount, it lets other people know that you backed it. When you do back it, those that follow you and stuff, they get a notification about that. So every bit helps. And like I mentioned before, there's catch-up reward tiers, there's digital reward tiers, there's reward tiers with the book signed that are actually pretty cheap. Like you can get both copies of books signed as well as some extra stuff for a fairly good price. And then, yeah, if you're an ultimate collector, you're a collector of comics, highly recommend that metal cover variant. It's going to look beautiful. And like I said, not making more than 25 of that. So ever, there's only going to be 25 of a metal cover variant of this. So extremely rare. If you'd like to get that, but every bit helps. Let's get towards the stretch goal. Let's see how far we can get with it. There's been some awesome momentum the past few days with this Kickstarter. Let's keep that momentum going. And thank you to everyone.
Outstanding, awesome, brother.
Awesome.
Oh, my congratulations for being funded. You got 21 days to go, so the sky's the limit. Keep doing what you're doing. Any shows, any podcasts you're going to be doing after this?
Saturday I'll be on I forgot what it's called. It's one of Russ Explode's shows. Oh, yeah. I was Russ on Explode. It this past Saturday and mm-hmm. he invited me again. So I'll be on that this Saturday. And then next Monday I'll be on Epic Nerd Time podcast. That'll be May 16th.
Sweet, man. Good job, man. Keep up the good work, bro. Good luck with everything. I can't wait to get my copy so I can read that second one. Don't forget, guys, if you pledged to the first one and you're watching this and you didn't and you missed the back page, send a letter. I want to see that printed in the back of the, like the old school comics. Remember back in the days, we used to get the letters page in the back? That's cool. You're bringing that back. So that's awesome. That's another little bit of just a nice little touch to the comic book that you have on there. So good luck with everything, Brandon. Thank you so much for coming on, man, and sharing your story. And listen, it's like you said, you know, sometimes you got to go after what you're passionate about. Don't shortchange things. Don't do something because, it, you know, I need the money, so I got to do it. Do it because you love it and not because you have to do it. So
exactly.
Very good lesson. Yes. Thank you so much, Brandon. Appreciate you, my brother.
First time you had a red shirt. This time you have a blue shirt. The next time you come on, it's going to be a green shirt. All right, brother.
we'll talk to you soon. Peace. Take care, guys.
Yeah, bro.
All right. So that was Brandon. And again, The Gallows Man, check it out. It's Fuego. He's doing his thing. Congratulations. You know, it's always good to see what the creators are doing from, you know, I mean, it's been a year today. You know, it's pretty dope. And I put the link if you want to check out his first episode.
Yeah, check
episode
it out.
273. It's there.
And get the catch up tier. Get the first book. It's a really cool book. It's a really cool book. Mark says everyone should back the book just to hear the guy on the next trailer. True. And then remember, if you can't afford a dollar, share, like, and tell others about it. That is
that's it. That's it. You know, share it out. I mean, and that's the biggest thing. It's like And then if you do back it, the best thing you can do to share it out is to let everybody know that you backed it, because you want to drive traffic to it. So every campaign that I've backed, I've always plugged them and said, hey, by the way, I backed this, check this out. So that's a good way of just giving, you know, the independent creator who doesn't have that marketing budget to some free publicity.
Yeah, big time, big time.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Pretty dope.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. So yeah, so if you like this episode, you know what to do. You know, give us a thumbs up. If you're listening to us on Facebook or on Twitch, head over to YouTube and subscribe to our channel. And if you listen to us on any of the streaming platforms, the audio streaming platforms like iHeartRadio and Spotify, head over to Catch the Craze on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. You know, help us grow. When we grow, the independent community grows, right? Because we're the Indie Creators Podcast. We've always been, we always will be, and you know, that's what we're here for. So we appreciate every single one of you. You know, thank you for supporting the creators out there. And don't forget, you know, George is trying to get to the 75 backer mark, that first backer
and
goal.
And the 3,000, yeah. And the 3,000 to unlock your print, dog.
Yeah. You want to get my print, bro. My print's legit, you know. And so, man. And I want to say thank you to everybody on Twitter who's been supporting my posts for the Wonder Duck campaign, because it's been retweeted. I counted with all my posts. It's been retweeted 38 times. So thank you so much because we're helping get the word out. So thank you, the Twitter community, for supporting what we do. And don't forget to sign up for Designated in My Toilet, issue number 2. It's even funnier than the first. It's going to be crazy. I got a lot of great, great stuff. And on this campaign, you'll also be there's an add-on tier where you can be able to get the collections of my kids' books. So that's going to be dope. So with that said, we appreciate every one of you. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm Sam the Crazy Man Vera.
George the Dreamer Medina.
And we is out. No, I was talking about my friend Laquise. I met him. Say my name, say my name.
This is what you were thinking?
Oh, he described me. He said, I'm the idiot.
You're listening to Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You are listening to Catch the Craze. On Catch the Craze.
You're listening to Catch the Craze. Bobby. JD girl.